We do expect more, but none of us really know how many will show up until it happens. It's not the kind of event where we expect, where we accept reservations in advance. But based on what we're hearing from social service providers, that we know that intakes are up about a third to 50% over last year at this time.
Is there any way that you can adjust your plans to accommodate what may be a larger number?
We are preparing for a large number. I'll just say that. Last year we had 1,158, and we're preparing for a much larger number than that. And we won't be disappointed if we don't get as many, because it means there aren't as many people who are in need at this given moment. But we expect a larger number.
Project Homeless Connect is a day-long event that gives people who are homeless access to services and other items. Can you tell us a little bit about what people can find at the event?
Of course. Well, the biggest areas are medical and dental and optometry. People have medical needs and they can't get them met. The first people in line oftentimes are people who have dental pain going on. So big area, haircuts, hundreds of free haircuts we give. Everybody comes, gets a hot meal, gets snacks and lunch, breakfast. And so that's really important. But also access to a lot of benefit programs, whether it be veterans or Social Security or Oregon Health Plan, or just getting an identification card through the Department of Motor Vehicles. All kinds of services like that are available. You know, what we find is that so many people who are homeless have trouble accessing services. Just getting from here to there is a major chore. So by consolidating so many services in one place, people can get a lot of their needs met at one time.
And how easy is it for someone to get all those needs met in one day, to kind of go around to all the different people?
You know, we've been pretty good. This is our third time, and we've learned pretty well that you can get a lot done in that day. And so the event starts at 9 and ends at 3. And if people need to get something taken care of, they can, or they can come and take care of it afterwards. And Lane Transit District has been a great partner with us. If people want to get to the event, they can ride the bus for free. If they have a follow-up appointment, LTD gives them a pass.
Great. Is there still a need for donations for the event?
We have a huge need for donations. That's an area that we've been weak on this year. Mm-hmm. The big items are sleeping bags, coats, backpacks are really important, toiletries, anything like that, warm clothes, children's clothes, socks. New socks would be really a good thing. So anything like that, we really appreciate it. You can take it to any St. Vincent de Paul store and identify it as for Project Homeless Connect. You can bring it to the fairgrounds the day before the event. But try to stick to those items only, okay? So we're not a major clothing store. We can't handle, you know, like sheets and pillowcases and blankets and all kinds of things like that. But maybe blankets we could. But basically those items.
Any other details you think are important for people to know?
I think it's important to acknowledge that we're talking about people. Sometimes we get into talking about statistics, how many people are homeless, that sort of thing. But each of these are people, not that different from you and I, who've had a hard luck story that they can relate. And oftentimes it's related to a healthcare emergency or they have a disability. And so these are folks, many of them you don't see, they fly under the radar, but there's thousands of them in this community. And when we run into them, we should remember that there are people who have a story like us, and it could be any of us. And so we should show some compassion at all times.
Well, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Richie Weinman is with the City of Eugene and helped organize Project Homeless Connect. The event will be held from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Lane County Fairgrounds in Eugene this coming Friday, March 6th. For KLCC News, I'm Rachel McDonald.